We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Wildcat Weekly Podcast, presented each week by Kansas Land Tire and by Authentic Brand Apparel. I'm Wyatt Thompson, voice of the Wildcats. On the other end is Stan Weber. Stan, the longtime color analyst for K-State football and basketball. We may touch on basketball a little bit if time allows today, but certainly we're going to hone in on what will be a really big football game this weekend. It's the Harley Day game with Kansas State, a 6:30 p.m. kickoff, 4:30 airtime on the network for the Iowa State Cyclones and the Kansas State Wildcats. Stan, we'll talk about the matchup in just a moment, but maybe a thought or two about the off week. And let's be honest, we knew K-State needed a little bit of a break, and hopefully it did some good. It was a kind of a beat-up football team, and both mentally and physically, no doubt about it.
Yeah, Wyatt, absolutely true. And we spoke last week during that off week and put a podcast out there for the fans to listen to. But I'm excited to say, Wyatt, it's game week. We're back. Exactly. Real games this week. So I'm excited about it. But I also don't get hit and get worn out, okay, with the mental grind and everything that the players do. And they obviously were in a position where they played five tough games. I think if you look around and look at the conference, the rankings in the college football and those type of things, you go, wait a second. In the Big 12, Oklahoma, yeah, they're a top five team and undefeated. And oh, yeah, the other undefeated team in the Big 12 is Oklahoma State. Those are the two teams that K-State started conference play with. So you had that with a Nevada team that could pass the ball and was very, very good. Stanford, Southern Illinois, who beat South Dakota State, last year's national championship game participant. South Dakota State lost to Southern Illinois. So K-State played some hard games. It's been a grind, and I think the rest was really helpful, especially on the bodies. Because it's a physical game. When they run out on the field, they look so good in those uniforms, Wyatt, and we're all fired up and ready to roll. You said we're going to start at 4:30 on the network. So we're out there at 4:30 waiting for that kickoff at 6:30. And all we see is the beauty and excitement of the ball game. And we forget those guys down there are probably bruised up, pulled hammies. You know, it's not a lot of fun. You know, they love playing, but they're a lot more sore than we think. So I think K-State needed a rest from a physical standpoint. No easy games in a non-con like you have sometimes. They also got an opportunity for players who don't get as much participation opportunity in games to have kind of a mini spring ball and get work doing K-State things. Those are all positives. It's about the right time of the year, right? It's a it's a point about halfway through. You wish you would have come off a win instead of a loss. But this K-State football team is really focused. They're together. We've mentioned that many times. They're listening to the coaches, and I think they'll be ready and excited to play against K-State, against Iowa State in K-State's home stadium. It's going to be a lot of fun. Big-time game against a very good team in Iowa State. And hopefully K-State got a good chance to evaluate themselves. Do you want to throw the ball 41 times like you did against Oklahoma? Do you want to run the ball and only throw it 13 times like you did against Nevada? I mean, there's a lot of options for these players to figure out. And on the defensive side, starting with a new defense this year, 3-3-5, I think it's a good time to self-evaluate. Go back and say, what do we do well? What do we need to improve on? What things do we need to execute better, communicate better on the field? All those reset opportunities were important for K-State because now you got seven straight games and real opportunities to have a great season.
No doubt about that. Let's talk about Skylar Thompson. 2 weeks ago, coming in after being off for a substantial amount of time, I thought was really, really good against Oklahoma. Probably threw it as well as he ever has. How hard is that to do that regardless of his experience level? Because that was pretty impressive performance.
That was an impressive performance, and why you ask the perfect question. When I thought about Skylar coming back, obviously when you saw him run out on the field and take those warm-ups with the first team, you're going, hey, he's going to make it out there. How does that knee feel? When you're coming off an injury, you're not the same self. How's that going to affect you? But the real question that you pointed in on to is, you know, how do you just feel overall? A little break during the year when you're used to playing game after game oftentimes leads to a little rustiness, a little lack of precision. I've experienced that, Wyatt. I got hurt my senior year and sat out two games. And when I came back that third game, I was there physically. My injury was not holding me back very much, yet I was not in the normal rhythm or connectivity with my brain and body that you normally would experience. I was wondering what the heck happens, but I've noticed that throughout my career watching that does happen to players. So I thought it's great to have Skylar back. How's he going to handle his knee? He'll do fine out there because, hey, he's a six-year starter and started more games than anybody has in K-State history. I thought he'd have a much better experience than I did, but I still gave him some room to say you may not be your best person this week. Maybe the next game you'll be ready to roll. And what we saw, why it was just the opposite. We saw the best of Skylar Thompson. He may have had other games like the wins over Oklahoma the last couple years or rushing for over 100 yards in Lawrence against Kansas. He's had his moments, you might say. You know, that was his best game, the drive against Iowa State to have a great comeback victory on the last play with a throw into the back of the end zone as the clock ran out. I mean, he's done a lot of great things. But just down after down, Wyatt, this may have been his best performance. And it's just amazing that he's able to do that against Oklahoma. And then to do it after sitting out a couple of weeks and with a knee, an injury that he has to deal with, it is just incredible. So great question, Wyatt. It's amazing. I expected him to play well, but not nearly this well.
All right, let's talk about Iowa State. And before we jump into personnel, let's just talk about their 3-2 start. Obviously, they lost a really hard game at home to Iowa, who's ranked, what, second in the country this week. So no. That's okay, I guess. But then I think a lot of people were stunned by the 31-29 loss in Waco against a very much improved Baylor Bears team. Are you surprised that they're 3-2?
Well, you have to be because what they did last year, if you think about it, Wyatt, if it weren't for the fact that we had to play a Big 12 championship game with the top two teams to prove that you're the best team, I mean, that's how we define the champion. We all knew it going into the season.
You bet.
But after having a full round robin, 9-game schedule, you realize Iowa State was in first place and Oklahoma in second when it was all said and done. So they really put together a great season last year. And even though they lost Oklahoma, they fought like crazy. We're right there at the end with the Sooners in AT&T Stadium. They went on and beat Oregon in the Fiesta Bowl in a very good performance. So this team played at a super high level last year. The year before that, they were good. So they've already been through that. Hey, you have expectations. Everyone's patting you on the back. Your coach, Matt Campbell's a big deal. Can you handle that elite status? Well, they handled it very well last year. So they come into this year with the highest ranking ever in preseason. They scamper up to number 5 in the country. So expectations are off the charts. So there's no way we would expect that they'd have 2 losses right now, Wyatt. No way would we say that. But when we step back and look at their football team, I think that you've got to analyze and say, did I think that they were going to beat Iowa? And the answer was, I called it before the game, I'm going to go with Iowa. I think their defense is incredible. I think their team is used to winning and fighting and clawing and never giving up. And they are used to winning against Iowa State. Given all that, I'm not surprised that Iowa State lost to Iowa. No surprise at all. And I wouldn't hold that against them, but everyone else wants to throw them out and say they're not even ranked because they struggled in their first game against Northern Iowa compared to what you normally would think. Brock Purdy, the longtime excellent quarterback, actually got pulled in the Iowa game. That created some doubt. And they, I think, had the Iowa effect, the hangover effect when they went to Baylor and probably didn't know that Baylor was really good. They outgained Baylor. They controlled the game in a lot of ways, but they just couldn't score in the red zone, including in the last seconds of the game, and they gave up some special teams plays. Credit Baylor for going out and winning that game. But we're sitting now with an Iowa State team that looks as much like last year's team as I could ever imagine, other than I do know about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Wide, I've been watching an NFL reference here. Tampa Bay won the Super Bowl last year and brought everybody back. That just doesn't happen in the NFL or college. And with Iowa State, it's the same team. You know, we were doing our preparation, Wyatt, and there were 10 offensive linemen that are most likely to play, starters, backups, that kind of thing, for the Cyclones this year. So I'm working through that. And I go, well, I'm going to check real quick and see how that compares to my chart that I had last year. Wyatt, it was the exact same 10 guys. Yeah. I go, here we go. And it just continued on, right? I build from the offensive line through the rest of the lineup, and it just – same guys, same guys, same guys. So right now I would probably feel comfortable saying Iowa State is the most underrated team in all of college football. They are not much different than a top 15 type of football team, okay? They may be better than Oklahoma State, okay? They may be legitimately better than Oklahoma State, but we act like it's just a dumpster fire because they lost a close game to Iowa. And then they got beat by Baylor. Now they're not even ranked. So they're kind of off the radar screen. This is a really good football team. And K-State's going to have to be ready. The fans are really going to have to come through. Because the one thing that's been helpful in this series is the fact that the K-State fans have helped the home field advantage enough that Iowa State has not won in Manhattan since 2004. 2 years ago, they were very good. And K-State, on a very windy, cold night, found a way to control the game with a kickoff return at the start. We need some magic, Wyatt, because don't think that Iowa State's just a, you know, run-of-the-mill, middle of the Big 12 type team. They are still that team that should be ranked in a top 15. If you look at their play on tape, their 3-2 record, they got to own it. But unless K-State goes out and knocks them down one more time, I'm telling you, this football team has a lot left in them, and they're a very good team.
Yeah, they are a very good team. And let's talk briefly about their defense. I'm just going to be as blunt as I can be here. They're giving up just 15.6 points a game, 90 rushing yards, and only 233 total offensive yards per ball game through five games. I don't care who you've played. Those are pretty astounding numbers. They just are.
They are. And you know the players, you know, that they have out there, Wyatt. Again, these are guys, Greg Eisworth, wears number 12, is all over the field making plays. Mike Rose is there. They got Will McDonald, who was a backup last year, is a pass-rushing phenom. There's just no weaknesses. And they really invented the defense that we're seeing being used, even at K-State, that 3-3-5 type of defense to go against the passing games we see in college football was implemented and shown to the world by the Iowa State Cyclones a few years ago. You got to hand it to Matt Campbell, the head coach, and then also their defensive coordinator, John Haycock. He actually was the defensive coordinator with Matt Campbell at Toledo, came to Iowa State, has been there the whole time that Matt Campbell has been, but he's also notably a 9-year past head coach at Youngstown State. So this is a big-time coach at Iowa State. They really have the athletes. People still haven't figured out what their keys are. It's really hard to tell what kind of keys create movement by the players. So you've got about 7 or 8 guys on every play that they adapt to what the play is, the formation, and then even after the snap, and somehow they have great communication with each other. Now we can say, oh, you got some 6th-year seniors, 5th-year seniors, veterans, it's easy. But they've really been effective at this for the last few years. And I got to state one other thing, Wyatt. They have a reputation, a big reputation, that they steal signals very well. So that's helpful to their defense as well. They got a system in place. you see people really trying to change things up, guard against them seeing what your offensive signals are. Remember, was it Bill Snyder's last year that K-State had big old giant almost tarps up trying to block the signal caller to the quarterback, to Skylar Thompson? So it's all many, many things that are going on there with Iowa State. And let's just state this. Even if they don't steal signals, if you go through on 1 week and change all your audibles and your keys and your signaling to your quarterback, if you do all that, Wyatt, you are putting your hand behind your back because you're having to learn a different language. If you had a big speech, you had a big podcast on Learfield, Wyatt, you're about ready to do the speech, and I tell you, you got to do it in French. How bad would we be, Wyatt?
Good point.
You know, I mean, even if you don't get your signal stolen, if you respect it enough that you change things up, you throw your team off a little bit. So it's a win for Iowa State's defense, again, when they do that. So that's kind of a little unwritten thing, Wyatt, that's going on over there. K-State's coaches have got to make big decisions about their audible system, their communication system, and do you change it? Do you stick with it? How do you guard against? Because Iowa State has a big-time reputation for being very good. You know, you're a big baseball guy, Wyatt. If someone knows, the old second baseman can tell what the third base coach of the opponent's doing. There's nothing wrong with saying they're going to bunt.
That's right.
You know, it's part of the game. If they're, it's not like they tap your phones and steal. It's just part of the game. But it's a unique thing that Iowa State seems to be very good at compared to most in the country.
Well, we're very much looking forward to this game. Again, our airtime will begin at 4:30 on Saturday at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. We remind you, from the freeway to the field and everywhere in between, Wildcat fans trust the friendly folks at Kansas Land Tire and Service for all their tire and auto service needs. Visit thetirestore.com for the Kansas Land Tire near you. And K-State fans, get my new favorite Wildcat shirt, the Corey by Authentic Brand. The stylish half-zip features butter-soft scuba-knit performance fabric. Visit one of our fine retailers near you, or you can order online at authentic-brand.com for fast free delivery. That's authentic-brand.com. Well, I mentioned we might have a chance to just briefly touch on the basketball team coming up, and let's do that right now, Stan, because there will be an open scrimmage from 3 to about 5:30 on Saturday prior to the football game. I don't know that you and I will have a chance to get over there for very long. However, I think Bruce Weber feels pretty good about this team. They were just 9-20 a year ago. People expect them to be a ton better, and I think they're certainly going to be better. The question is how much, but we're very much looking forward to it. And, hey, want to scare you a little bit here. We're less than 30 days away. How about that?
Yeah, I was looking over that schedule in depth just the last couple of days, and I was going, the overlap is always becoming a factor. That means we got to study big time for basketball games while we're rolling through football season. And as you mentioned, Wyatt, it's going to be very true this time. And at least the fans are getting geared up in the appropriate way. The way the home game schedules are working out and the times of the game, having a 6:30 game, it'll make it very comfortable after that 2:30 kick against against OU. The fans can go watch some basketball. And it's really great that Bruce Weber is allowing an opportunity to see the players. It's good for the players to have fans in the stands. Remember, we have some pretty good freshmen and some newcomers who never experienced what Bramlage is like. Don't tell me last year's home schedule had anything to do with what it feels like at Bramlage Coliseum. Quiet. No, it wasn't loud. It wasn't rowdy. So we've got some people that need to get used to what K-State basketball fans are like. And I think whatever the numbers are, if you can get in there and create a little atmosphere, watch and learn about K-State basketball, and spend some time in some air conditioning, a very comfortable setting before you walk out and go to the football game, it's good for the fans to learn about the players. But I think it's really good, Wyatt, for those players to start getting used to what expectations there are. It's easier to have a losing year last year in COVID when it seemed like you're in a vacuum. I mean, it didn't seem like you had to address that crowd roaring from you and then losing a home game. It's completely different. I was an athlete on those fields and Wyatt at K-State. It is completely different when you run out and you realize you have the responsibility for a lot of people's happiness, that they support you a lot, spend money and follow you, and they care. It helps you fight through adversity. It helps you practice harder. And I think that was a big part of missing last year, is that home game, home field advantage, home court advantage, and just the accountability is something that I think the K-State basketball team could really use that they didn't get last year. Mm-hmm. So fans, if you get a chance to go over and watch, congratulations, you'll get an opportunity to do it with without an extra trip to Manhattan and a very easy transition from tailgating to basketball to football. It works out really well, but I think it's going to be good for the basketball team. And I do think that they are doing a lot of the same things that we said about football. You can have teams, Wyatt, and you can have winning teams that just kind of work together. But it is much better when there's that crazy word that coaches use, like love and commitment and togetherness. When you have that, it gives you an extra opportunity to excel or fight through adversity. And we see it with this football team, fans. It is in that locker room. They are really together. And we're hearing, and Bruce Weber keeps telling me, that's what we're experiencing on the basketball front. It's not a team thinking about, oh, we lost 20 games. It is a team really doing everything right, integrating the transfers in. It's going to be exciting with this basketball team. Being together is an important part of finding ways to be your best self. And I think this basketball team really is together this year.
Very much looking forward to the weekend for football, too. Here's the Big 12 schedule. Oklahoma State at Texas at 11, at 2:30, BYU at Baylor, 3 o'clock, Texas Tech at Kansas, at 6:30, TCU at Oklahoma, and our broadcast game, Iowa State and the Wildcats, will hit the air at 4:30. That's going to wrap up the Wildcat Weekly Podcast for the week, presented by Kansas Land Tire and by Authentic Brand Apparel. For Stan Weber, I'm Wyatt Thompson. Thanks so much for listening, and go Cats!